like initially I would like initially to thank Dr. Ravi
we have to check if he is here or not.
Yes, I don't
yes,
know.
I'm here.
Yes, you're there. Okay, Dr. Ravi.
Yes, so
I would
yes. He is, he will be online, yes. Yes, he is online.
He's online. Okay. I would like to thank all the participants of this fruitful discussion, but specifically to thank you for accepting such a last minute invitation to bring us all your knowledge and experience in this very important area where that has been so has had such relevance within the Double Declaration and Program of Action. So accept my personal thanks to your disposition to come and participate of our meeting. And so I think that you presented many compliments to my short presentation. And I do think that the experience that we are developing in Brazil should be better known by other countries, especially in the region of Latin America and Caribbean, where there may be good experiences that perhaps can be also adopted in other countries. But at the same time, as we perceived, and it was affirmed by one of the participants, there are I think maybe it was the representative of South Africa, I don't know, that mentioned there are specificities of those programs in each country, according to the realities, the composition of the society, the groups who are victims of discrimination, and the tradition in terms of the legal traditions and uses in concepts in the ordinary life, I think that have an impact on the way how societies define their programs of affirmative action and how they are open to agree with processes that for some would appear como processes who are not legitimate, but in fact are processes that are looking for establish real conditions for the competition within the society to access resources, to access services, to have the same possibility of constructing a fruitful life for all the members that constitute that society. So I think also that as could not be of another way, that the experiences that were described in South Africa, I think that there are also many interesting examples, and I think a good idea would be to organize some kind of an event where these various forms of developing programs of affirmative action with its specificities in accordance to the different legal systems could be better discussed and experiences be exchanged with people that are involved in the conception and in the implementation of those programs. So I would leave this as a proposal for the future. And also, I would like to refer to comments of our special rapporteur. Let me see. Yes, as she refers, the need of affirmative action in the judiciary power. I think that really is a key issue for the importance and the impact of the judicial decisions in so many areas of the social life. I think that really the judiciary power would be in a specific area where efforts could be developed, what would have probably a great impact, as changes in the judiciary system can produce many other changes in all social areas that are regulated by the treaties or the laws that are produced over there. let me see if I have anything else. Also, I think it's important the contribution also presented by the representative of ILO, as the area of labor and employment is also an extremely important area where affirmative actions can produce a very important impact in terms of promoting a better distribution of resources or the access to work, to various kinds of works. It's a key area to create the possibilities of having a high level of equality in our societies. So we have some experiences in Brazil. I do not have the information right now, but you certainly know them. And has been also an area where many experiences have been developed in the country. Okay, so I thank you for the opportunity.